Thank you for downloading from the BBC. For details of our complete range of podcasts and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
BBC. And now, on BBC World Service, Assignment. Rupa Jha reports on India's whistleblowers, the people who find themselves on the front line of the country's anti-corruption struggle.
India is angry. In the last few months, people from all castes and all economic backgrounds have risen up in support of a protest. It was led by a campaigner. You may have heard of him. He's called Anna Hazare. It was aimed at shifting a perceived culture of deep-rooted official corruption.
I'm here to support Mr. Anna Hazare, who is fighting for the country and who can bring justice to the culprits who are looting our country.
We have come to show solidarity and also to express our anger and disgust at the level of corruption in this country. They will have to accept this. There's no question about it.
The protests involved thousands camping out in central Delhi for many days. Anna Hazare himself went on hunger strike. Eventually, the government was forced to make concessions, agreeing to appoint a powerful anti-corruption ombudsman to investigate top-level graft and embezzlement. But some ask if creating one more bureaucrat will truly help the challenges facing India's poor.
Starts from the everyday thing of not getting wages, having to pay money for anything that you need. So anywhere where you're supposed to get any kind of government entitlement, by and large, there is a cut.
In this BBC assignment program, I'll be looking at what some call the front line of the anti-corruption struggle in India. It's being fought by local campaigners who, often through acts of remarkable bravery, have tried to stand up to corruption and who sometimes have paid a very high price indeed. This is Bhukhan Singh, a 44-year-old smallholder from the eastern state of Jharkhand. A small, shy-looking figure with a nervous smile. He doesn't look like a hero. But standing in a field near his home, he tells me about the day last March when his fight for transparency and justice nearly saw him killed.
उस दिन दो तारीख दो मार्च के दिन था उस दिन हमारे गांव में 209
I got a call from my nephew that there were a lot of people around 150 of them looking for me. I ran towards the nearby field. I hid there. I prayed that I wouldn't be found. I can't tell you how I lived through that night. I was so scared. Every moment was like living through hell.
The following day, Bhukhan managed to slip away to safety. But just a few hundred meters away, his friend and fellow anti-corruption campaigner, Niamat Ansari, was not so lucky. His wife, Nurusa Bibi, was at the family home when the mob arrived.
उस दिन तो घर में थे, बाहर से आए हैं अपना घर में ढूँके, देहात में तो कवाड़ी बंद कर देते हैं.
He was playing with our children when they came. They surrounded our house and started banging the door till it began to break. We hid Niyamat, but they found him. We fell on our knees and begged them to leave him. They kept saying we will not do any harm. We just have a few questions. After that, they took him away. We only saw Niyamat after they had beaten him almost to death. He was bleeding. His arms and legs were broken. We put him on bed and carried him towards the hospital, but he died before we got there.
Bhukhan and Niyamat are two ordinary people doing impossible things, refusing to be broken by all the vested interests.
That's Nikhil Day of the Indian Human Rights Organization, Mazdoor Kisan Shakti Sangathan, or MKSS. He says that at least a dozen activists like Niyamat Ansari have been killed in India in just the last year and a half. They were targeted because they made use of a recently introduced law, the Right to Information Act, or RTI.
It says that any citizen in the country can ask for any information, barring some few exemptions which are set out, and they must be provided that information within 1 month. So for the first time, there is a law that places accountability on the official personally. It's given people an opportunity to put a foot in the door. It hasn't changed everything else, but even that is a huge beginning.
But it has come with a huge cost, don't you think so?
Yes, it has brought conflicts to the fore. There have been these numbers of attacks, and there has not been quick, sharp, immediate reaction, people brought to book, no message being passed across the country that if you attack anyone, you've had it. That has not been there.
In Jharkhand, both Niyamat and Bhukhan were using the RTI law to find out why large sums of government money were not reaching villages. They had uncovered wide-ranging appropriation of funds by officials. A Maoist paramilitary group has admitted responsibility for the attack against them in March. And it's widely suspected that the communist militants were sharing lucrative extortion rackets with local officials.
उसको जब उजागर करते हैं तो इससे उन लोगों को नुकसान पहुंचता है इसके वजह से परेशानी उन लोगों के बढ़ता
है. There's a very strong bond of corruption between all these groups, the middlemen and the Maoists. We stood against them and obviously they didn't like it.
Do you think it's difficult in this country to speak against corruption, to access information?
Yes, I do. In today's India, speaking the truth is not easy. Accessing information is not easy. It comes with a heavy price if you try to take the lid off corruption. The people blowing the whistle have no safety net. The government and administration won't protect us.
Walking from the roadside canteen where we have met, Bhukhan looks nervous. He says a local official had just passed by and again threatened him. He continues to fight for villagers' rights, but even now he still feels vulnerable. The district collector, Rahul Purwar, is the local administrator supposedly responsible for protecting citizens like Bhukhan. But Mr. Purwar won't guarantee his safety.
Nobody can take guarantee of anybody's life, actually. But definitely we are trying to create an environment which can suit to everybody. They can live peacefully. We are trying our level best.
People don't feel that confidence. They allege that there's a nexus between people who don't want whistleblowers to come out, speak against corruption. Do you think police and the administration is corrupt?
We cannot generalize it, actually. In every society, we have a kind of antisocial element who do this kind of activities. In every society, these kind of things are prevalent. It is our joint collective responsibility to find out these kind of black sheep.
Yeah, but there are too many black sheep. It's not only a question. I think it's an observation as an Indian citizen. There are too many black sheep around.
I mean, that's why I'm saying it's a collective responsibility. I mean, too many or too less, that is, I mean, it's a matter of judging, I mean, this perspective.
How many local officials under your administration have faced charges of corruption? Have you been able to pinpoint?
Actually, it's a continuous phenomenon. Whenever we get information, we take action accordingly. I mean, if you say how many cases...
Do you remember under your regime, you've been here for how many years?
It's 2.5 years.
2.5 years. Yes, in 2.5 years, do you remember how many of them have been found guilty of corruption?
Yes. Maybe it's a corruption in the sense person is not doing his duties also is a kind of a corruption. We have taken action at least maybe 20, 25 people against. We have taken action against them.
Well, that's a fairly generous definition of embezzlement and bribery. But the truth is, not one official in Latihar has been convicted for any crime of corruption in the last 5 years. Activists like Bhukhan know they are on their own. You have left your village, you are living in the city, but are you still scared?
No doubt I am scared, but I can't turn back. This is a promise I have made and I must carry on. I don't like that my children had to leave the village for their own safety. And my wife is living all alone with my mother in the village. But for me now, there's no going back. If I had to die, then that day in March could have been it, I think. God wants me to live.
And so to another case and another state. It's taken two plane journeys and many exhausting hours of driving. But I have now spanned the width of northern India to the western region of Rajasthan. This is Bamanur village, home to another campaigner, a man who's also paid a high price in the fight against corruption. Mangla Ram, a handsome 37-year-old, stands on crutches to greet me outside his modest house. His legs are clamped in metal braces, and the doctors say he may never walk normally again. An ordinary day laborer by profession, Mangla stood in a recent local election against the long-standing headman of the village, the Sarpanch. Using his right to information, Mangla had also been investigating suspicions that the headman was siphoning off funds. He was coming under increasing pressure for this.
3 मार्च को सामाजिक अंकेशन की गांव में मीटिंग थी और गांव सामाजिक अंकेशन मीटिंग में हम वहां गए थे मैं जब से सूचना मांग रहा हूं
He says that on 3rd of March 2011 there was a social audit program which takes place in every village to see how the social schemes of the government are going and it's a general meeting where all villages can attend so when he went there the village headman didn't like it and he said how could you dare to come inside it's not a place for you and as Mangalaram says that village headman attacked on him with an axe and after that he instructed his men that break his limbs and don't leave him alive
the fact Mangalaram did survive seems largely thanks to the intervention of onlookers who eventually got Mangla to a hospital. 4 independent eyewitnesses have corroborated his account of the attack. The state government has since published a report confirming Mangla's suspicions that the village headman, Ghulam Shah, was embezzling public money. But still, 6 months on, no charges have been laid against him. Faced with all of this evidence against the village headman, we decided to go and meet him. Judging by the welcoming committee we received, it was immediately clear that someone had tipped him off about our arrival.
Namaste. Namaste. We've just arrived at the village headman's place and there's an open veranda where there are around 50 people who are waiting there. I don't know if they're waiting for me or... Sarpanch ji, hai? Namaste. Rupa. From the BBC.
In a rather bizarre act of welcome, the headman led me onto a stage, around which a large crowd of onlookers and supporters had gathered. They stared and smiled at us, each nodding in approval at every word the headman spoke.
मैं 4 बार सरपंच आया हूँ और हमारा यहाँ गांव गांव अमन चैन है और भाईचारा है 36.
These are my community people. We have a huge community. And we live peacefully together. I have been the village headman for the past 20 years. We have complete peace, harmony and brotherhood here.
Ghulam Shah, we need to talk about Mangla Ram. What do you think of Mangla Ram? Mangla Ram ke baare mein aap kya bolna chahenge?
Mangla Ram se mera bhaichara hai. Usse mera koi dushmani nahi hai.
Mangla Ram is like my brother. I don't have any enmity with him.
But then why was he attacked on 3rd March 2011? He was attacked in your village panchayat meeting. Village panchayat ki jo baithak ho rahi thi, wahi par un par hamla hua na?
Main nahi the.
I want to hear from you.
Main maujood nahi tha. Main us jhagde mein tha nahi, main kya bataun?
There was a fight with Mangla Ram, but I was not there. I had gone to visit a sick relative before Mangla Ram arrived.
But the eyewitnesses, 4 eyewitnesses, they have said that you were present there and you hit Mangla Ram. You asked your men to not only hit him, but to kill him.
No. This is all wrong. I have not done anything. I had left the place by the time. I have no idea. Look, every village council is divided between 2 groups. It's just politics.
Mangla Ram has been relentlessly acting, filing RTI application, and there is evidence that tens of thousands of dollars have gone missing under your administration.
No, this is totally untrue. I have not committed any corruption. See, wherever you go in India, there will be small mistakes that happen. But I have not carried out any corruption. Just ask these people here. You will see.
I had the feeling I already knew what his people would say. But I asked anyway. What did the headman's followers know of corruption in the village?
अभी क्या है कि हमारे यहाँ पे जो सरकार द्वारा खाद्य सामग्री आती है वो वितरण हो रही है.
So there is no corruption here in this village. This is a corruption-free village. If this village is free of corruption, as you are saying, then you all must be very happy. कोई शिकायत है कि नहीं है?
कोई शिकायत नहीं.
Well, yeah. The village headman asks if there is any problem, if they have any complaint, and everybody says no.
Walking away from this meeting, I am reminded of something Mangalaram himself was telling me. He says now everyone in the village is scared to say anything to upset the headman. There is, he says, a climate of fear. The man who has the power to bring a case against the headman is the local deputy district collector, Arun Purohit.
I am just officiating since a few days, so I can't spell out in this matter in detail at this moment. If it is proved, then there is no chance of allowing anybody to escape.
Right, but we do know that nothing has been done as of now on these particular instances. Is district administration working under a lot of political pressure in this particular case?
No, I don't think so. There is no such pressure and nobody is going to pressurize in such a way.
So are you going to take action against the village headman?
We will look into it. And if anybody is proved to be guilty, he has to be punished.
Regarding the attack that happened on Mangalaram, Mangalaram and eyewitnesses, all four eyewitnesses, named the village headman specifically. And despite that, he is not charged. Why?
It is true that the village headman is named. But we cannot say that if somebody is naming anybody, then it is 100% proof that he is guilty. Justice denied, justice delayed, doesn't mean that there is no justice.
But justice delayed is justice denied.
But whether it is he is responsible or he is guilty, it is yet to be proved.
There has been a huge problem with the implementation of laws in this country. And we need, from the government side, a political will.
Rights activist Nikhil Day is leading the efforts to get a stronger government response to protect those seeking information. A new Whistleblowers Act aimed at providing extra security is currently stalled in Parliament. Some say the government is simply indifferent and complacent about the problem. Despite repeated requests, the government's justice minister would not speak to me. So I turn instead to the Chief Information Commissioner, Satyanand Mishra. Did he accept that there was a problem of attacks against those seeking information?
There are certain types of information which are extremely sensitive in nature. So when disclosed, it is likely that some people may assault the information seekers. But I think that by and large, the incidence of such assaults has been extremely small, and I won't say that it is anything to take great notice of.
Yeah, but talking about the number of people who have been attacked, in 1 year there are at least 12 people who have been killed, dozens of people who have been attacked. If this information-seeking right has been given to the, granted to the citizen, why aren't they being protected?
I don't think that you need a separate law, because our various criminal laws have enough potential to counter any such assault or attack. And while even a single murder should not take place ideally, I'm not really very alarmed by what is happening, because those who are doing jobs in, say, offices as clerks, they step out of their houses, and how many of them get killed on the road because of road accidents? I mean, nobody then says that we would not go to the offices. I mean, because there is a need
But what is the, sir, what is the responsibility of the state? Seeking information is a fundamental right. So yeah, why shouldn't state provide me all the kind of security that I'm expected to have?
Going to the office, walking on the road safely is also a fundamental right for a girl student to go to her school or college. The information seekers themselves should be somewhat careful and report any threat perception to the local police in time. And if both the information seeker and the state authorities keep a watch, they can prevent.
But state officials did nothing to prevent the attacks on both Niamat Ansari and Mangalaram, despite police being warned in advance about explicit threats of violence. Still, Nikhil Day refuses to be pessimistic about the progress towards change in India.
The amazing thing is that there are many Bhookans and Niamats across this country who are every day, no matter what, still raising the question. And even after they are attacked, they are saying, we will not stop. And we owe it, I think, all of us, to people like them, because they are taking up the much more important battles for all of us. It may seem small in terms of the issue that they are raising. It's huge in terms of hope for the future.
Back in Jharkhand, Niamat Ansari's alleged killers have yet to be prosecuted. Government promises to find his widow, Nurusa Bibi, a paid job, have proved empty. Such is her poverty, Nurusa says she and her children now regularly go without food.
She told me that, of course, she just now wishes that her husband was not doing what he did, which actually led to his death. But she said that now that I don't have him anymore, I mean, how much more can I just repent the fact that he was doing something which was very, very dangerous? I'm just feeling horrible that I could not save my husband despite the fact that I tried hard to save him and do everything. These people who have been arrested allegedly for killing your husband, do you think that you will get justice?
कितना कॉस्ट है तो दो रुपया देवे तो खा गो देख कैसा ओकर पोशाक है
शी फील्स शी वेरी इम्फेटिकली टोल्ड मी दैट शी स्टिल फील्स वेरी स्केर्ड दैट शी इज नॉट सेफ हर चिल्ड्रन आर नॉट सेफ बिकॉज़ द पीपल हु आर बिहाइंड द बार्स आर एक्सट्रीमली पावरफुल पीपल एंड दे कैन डू एनीथिंग व्हेन हर हस्बैंड हु हैड सच ह्यूज मास सपोर्ट ऑफ कम्युनिटी कुड बी जस्ट पिक्ड अप एंड किल्ड सो ब्रूटली देन शी सेइंग दैट शी जस्ट फील्स लाइक a small insect who can be killed any moment because they couldn't she also feels that it's complete feudal mindset which has led to the killing of her husband because she comes from a low caste section of the society that these people just could not accept the fact that somebody from a low caste could do so well in life and speak up against them. And he paid a big price for that.
The reporter in assignment was Rupa Jha and the producer Ed Butler. And corruption in India is the subject of this weekend's World Debate here on the BBC World Service.
There are dozens of different podcasts now available from the BBC, including news, documentaries, science, business, arts and sport. For details of them all, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.